I met Michael Jackson when he first came to Philly. It was back in, I think it was 1974. He was a very shy young kid, you know? And he was very excited to meet me, you know, because Mrs. Jones was at the height of Mrs. Jones. Welcome to the studio. I told him he's going to enjoy it, you know, and do a good job, you know. And he just laughed.
Michael's voice had changed, obviously. You know, from the little boy that could hit all those high piercing I'll be there notes to a rawer sound. But he was a great singer because he studied the great singers. He wanted to sing like them.
He knew what he wanted to do with his voice, like overdubbing his voice and doubling his voice and speeding up one voice and this one. I mean, you know, so these are things that he was telling me, you know, we're the producer. He said, he would say, Gamble, can I try this? Can I try that? I said, yeah, right. I said, try anything you want. We let him express himself.
Yeah.
You know, he was in there through the mixes. Right. He was around me and Huff all the time.
I remember when they were working with Gamble and Huff in Philadelphia. And I liked their sound and I liked what they did and they helped them out a lot. And that's when the boys first start writing too.